Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass producing things for us this morning. We've got Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells in studio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Yep. A little damp and foggy, but made it.
Oh, very good. I understand you guys reorganized yesterday. You were no longer the chair.
That's right. I get to kick back, put my feet up now. Yep. Marvin was looking forward to this yesterday. He's eager to take over the reins, and I'm glad.
And I saw also that Marvin's announced he's filing for re-election for his seat. So I guess you both will be running for re-election this year.
That's correct. Yeah, I filed in August there, and I just heard on the radio this morning that Marvin had filed.
Yep. He said word traveled pretty quickly when I called him yesterday. Like, well, Susan Buller's on top of things over there at the elections office.
So. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they and like I said, we've got one of the, I consider, the top counties in the state. Our employees are really on the ball and sure make our county commission lives a lot easier doing the job, you know, to have people like that working for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, what's new with you here as we start a new year in 2020?
Well, to start off a new year, one thing is there was an article in the Manhattan Mercury about a former Pottawatomie County Commissioner, Alton Hofen, who, it's kind of funny, you know, this is for this young man through his career there, never really attended anything other than the county commission meetings, once in a while maybe a city, county, county or anything, never put any time or effort into it, and then on his way out, puts all these fake or wrong figures and stuff in the paper. You know, I couldn't figure out what what brought that on, because he talked about Pott County being given the short end of RCPD's. If you look at the money they pay, all they're paying is part of the operating costs. They don't have any of the infrastructure or anything, so they're actually getting a bargain to have a police force like RCPD sitting here willing to come in and work in that part of the city of Manhattan. Probably the most onerous part is I can't believe with his background that he would have researched these figures themselves, because far off and as wrong as they are, I think somebody probably gave them to him. But he was talking about the Raleigh County rural residents, you know, getting such a break, and talking about the six mills, his words, that funds you know, for the rural county. Six mills is $803,000. Well, one mill is $650,000. So it's nowhere near not accurate at all. I mean, it's totally off base. And the fact that the city of Manhattan residents are county residents also. Well, when this organization was set up, of course, there were just a few businesses on the other side of what we call the Walmart ditch, or the big ditch along Tuttle Creek Boulevard. And so it wasn't anticipated that there'd be the growth there was in the Pottawatomie County side of Manhattan. And so the Pottawatomie County side are taxed. The businesses, mostly, there's not many residents. They pay taxes into the city of Manhattan. City of Manhattan funds 80% of the operating budget. So that means that 80% of the citizens of Raleigh County, Manhattan, you know, they're not paying the 80%, because some of that's coming from the Pottawatomie County side. So they're not paying the 80% on the 80-20 split. While we do have a local commissioner or city commissioner, you know, thinking the 80-20 split isn't correct, forgetting that 87% of the service is in Manhattan, Kansas by RCPD. So basically it's the best they could do at the time, that 80-20. It still works. And you can, as you can see in the paper, you can play with figures, say all what you want to, but when you call six mills $803,000, when one mill $650,000, that's just astronomically out of line there, you know. So I just wanted to get that out to the public, that everything you read may not always be accurate. Mm-hmm. And part of the deal is in Raleigh County, just Raleigh County citizens, on RCPD, we pay the hard costs. We pay the dental, you know, physician, laboratory, hospital, recording fees, advertising, legal, prescriptions, building maintenance, land rental, leases, office space rental, office supplies, juvenile transport, storm drainage, building improvements, budget appropriation. And so that's not in that 80-20. And so people kind of forget how much the county actually pays on that. But And that said, that's the main thing I was wanting to get out is the fact that 80-20, I don't know what other adjustment you could do. The reason this is coming to head right now is Commissioner Rodriguez, as well as the other two commissioners, we're concerned that as Manhattan grows east, whether it be Green Valley Road, Lake Elbow Road, or the city of Wamego in 50 or 100 years or however many years, at some point there's going to have to be a hard facility, building, and et cetera, if that area is going to be serviced by RCPD. Our feeling is Pottawatomie County is responsible for law enforcement in Pottawatomie County. And I don't know that even a state statute, I'm sure there are state statutes out there that may prohibit citizens of Raleigh County from paying for fixed buildings and hard costs over in Pott County. But that's something we're researching right now. That'll come to light. But the reason we're wanting to look at it now is so that 10, 15, 20 years, some years down the road, some commissioners aren't faced overnight with, oh, by the way, we got to put this $5 million building over here in Pottawatomie County. What are we going to do? Rather than open that can of worms, we'd as soon get that settled now as to how this is going to occur in all the new development over in Pottawatomie County.
You talk about the 80-20 split here. We've got a census coming up here in 2020. Would that potentially be readjusted if necessary with the population, the figures that come out this year?
It's still based, the 80-20 is just simply based on the citizens of Manhattan in the city limits of Manhattan. And so that's what who pays the 80%. And so irregardless of the count, the city of Manhattan, whether it's a 50,000 people or 75,000 people, the city of Manhattan is going to pay 80%. And then the rural residents pay the 20%.
I see.
So, yeah, that won't change that split. It could change the number of people that the pay.
Would that be a more fair way to do it, though, make it population-based here? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know how you would do it on a population base because we don't know how much each person uses RCPD. In other words, it takes a certain amount of money, and they set their budget. Mm-hmm. It takes this much money to operate RCPD. And it's not normally broke down, except I did make a request as to how much service is provided in the city of Manhattan versus county, and that's been several months back. At that time, it was 87% city. And so I don't see any way that you're going to be able to modify that. The census certainly won't come into play, and you wouldn't be able to do it on an individual basis because this is based on your property tax. Who knows how many people may live on one property and stuff. So I think the 80-20 is going to remain myself. It's going to just identify and what's going to happen in the future over in RCPD. Over on Pottawatomie County side. What if the city of Manhattan, has twice as much population on the east side over in Pottawatomie County? Okay, who's going to provide law enforcement? I don't think that should be required for Raleigh County taxpayers to pay any money for operations over in Pottawatomie County.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real good possibility that area gets annexed into Manhattan at some point. They haven't heard that, but that's a real possibility.
It is. A lot of things could occur, and we don't know, can't look ahead. And I'm accused of being short-sighted, 15, 20 years. Well, that happens. That occurs quickly. I know how fast I got to 75, so it doesn't take long.
Yeah. Well, that being said, we've talked a little bit about RCPD. You're a few months away here from the firing range becoming a reality here. What's the latest progress report with that?
Well, we've got, the property, mm-hmm. and we're looking into, we need to get water run onto the property, probably an increase in electrical power, possibly. We haven't got into that yet. And, of course, sanitary facilities, sanitation. Then the, for far as I'm concerned, the minimum amount of range standard immediately, say a 25, 50-yard pistol range, just what is we need to get our people qualified to maintain what the state wants initially. And it's still going to be expensive, and then at a later date, we're going to be looking at the building that's going to be required to go in and train, teach, clean weapons, and have the facility. So That's all coming about. So my position is I'm going to take a cautious approach, you know, and just get them what's required right now, because this was enormously expensive compared to staying where we were. And so we don't know what the impact's going to be on the 2021 budget or anything yet. And still not knowing, I want to be cautious. And right now I've had some changes in my family, and we're now I'm paying five times more property tax than I was a year ago. So that's really important to me now, even more so. And so to keep the property tax down.
Very good. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner, here on In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.